This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أوصيكم وإياي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله all praises due to Allah رب العالمين for the guidance for the reminder from Allah to all of us Quran is a reminder And that's why Allah said, "Wa zakir fa inna zikra tanfa'al mu'minin." Quran command all of us to remind one another with the reminder of Allah. Not your style, my style. Using Al-Quran to remind each other. It's very important because Allah Himself said, reminding one another with the reminder of Allah always bring benefit to the believers. Sure, you'll get the benefit. Brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, we have been performing our Qiyam. We have one experience few days back. Now it's another experience caught the Jama'ah by surprise because there is a sujud tilawah. There's nothing wrong to make sujud tilawah when you reach the ayat-ayat sajadah. It's recommended. But we as Muslim is being reminded by the Islamic value, by the Islamic values, Islamic principle, al-ilm qabla qalb wa amal. Meaning, you must have knowledge before you want to do something or you want to say something. So anybody who want to do anything, here we always remind them to acknowledge, to give us the info so that we will acknowledge everybody to have the knowledge. When you are not being exposed, being informed, if any mistake done by the ma'mum, imam take full responsibility. Imam also have responsibility. Not only ma'mum have responsibility, ma'mum has a response to follow imam. But if imam is going to do something, ma'mum, there are times they get confused. Then you create a lot of unrest. Anything you want to do extra without proper information, then that is not recommended at all. But you cannot say, today I want to pray Isha 5 rak'at, nobody follow you. Even you acknowledge, you give them the info. Today Isha 5, eh? Then better you become ma'mum. You are not qualified to be an imam when you are trying to do something against what Allah and the Prophet want you to do. That is very important. Adab in Islam is something that the Prophet values most. إِنَّمَا بُعِثُ لِأُتَمِّمُ مَقَارِمَ الْأَخْلَقِ. To the extent the Prophet said, I am not sent except to teach you to have good akhlaq, good behavior, good adab. With Allah, it's very important. When you recite the verses of Allah, you don't have to rush. Make it slow, clear, good for everybody. We just have some information today. Husband and wife is arguing. When do they have this argument? In sahur time. What is the argument? Argument happen after Isha, but the problem start after Isha, but the argument start sahur time. Very interesting. Meaning, some party was very patient. Hold on until sahur. And then they blast out. What is the argument? The husband is husband and wife. Husband enjoy imam who pray very fast. The wife is very upset. She said, why you call imam to come and lead us in prayer and a fast express imam? We want to pray, you know. We're full of kushok, yeah, full of concentration. The wife just don't feel good at all. The husband was very upset. He said, if the imam recite slow, I get sleepy. Now he got a reason now. So it's better he recite a fast, so I'm okay. Now you have two. Now in Islam, brother and sister, something that is sunnah, optional, means you must have extra patience. You must have extra, yes, sabar. Why? Because it's something extra. If you can't, you don't have to do it. No sin upon you. Because it's sunnah. But when you want to do something, especially praying, and you don't honor the tertib, tuma'nina, then you are playing while you are praying. Adab with Allah is very important. I show you a few examples. We want everything that we do in our life is been blessed by Allah, correct? Anything we do, even the little that we can do, I want Allah's blessing. Look at the hadith of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Two hadiths that I'd like to share with you. From Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he said, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Prophet Muhammad said one day, Kullu amri zibalin la yubda'u fihi bilhamdulillah fahuwa aqta. Every affair that is important, anything that is valuable, important, if you do not start with alhamdulillah, all the blessing is cut off. Something good, something valuable, alhamdulillah, then the blessing will come. إن الدعاء موقوف بين السماء والأرض لا يصعد منه شيء حتى تصلي على النبي. Every time when you make dua, you never start with alhamdu, and you don't make salawat upon the Prophet. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, at least. The minimum you can go for, maximum, wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidum, and then you make dua. But if you don't do that, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, dua mawquf bayna samai wal ard, your dua will be stopped. It was raised up, then it was stopped. It will never be presented to Allah Rabbul Alameen until you do those two. Hum and make salawat. Adab, even you want to ask Allah for something, you must have some adab with Allah. Who taught us to make dua? Our Prophet. The best dua is the dua that the Prophet have taught us. Sometimes there are dua that the Prophet fix it. You just follow if you want to follow that dua. Example, Allahumma a'inni ala zikrika wa syukrika wa husni ibadatik. It's a dua. But the Prophet fixed that for you, you follow. Example, Allahumma antas salam wa minkas salam. Tabarakta ya jal jalali. Don't come up with your own addition. Dua is an ibadah. Ibadah, something that has been fixed, don't plus anything. That if general dua, it's up to you. Now come back to general dua. The Prophet remind his ummah the adab of dua. لا يقولن أحدكم اللهم اغفر لي إن شئت اللهم ارحمني إن شئت ليعزم مسعلة فإنه لا مستقر له. When you ask Allah for anything, you must not supplicate. You cannot ask Allah in this manner. Oh Allah, pardon me if you will. Oh Allah, bestow mercy on me if you want. But you must be humble and ask Allah with certitude, because no one has the power to compel what he wants. If you ask people, you can, you want to bantu-bantulah. You can do that, you're human. Since you say that, tak payahlah. But with Allah, you cannot do that. You don't talk to Allah, because he said, udu'uni astajibu lakum. Call upon me, I respond. So how can you talk to Allah in that manner? You have doubt in Allah to respond to your needs. You cannot have doubt. That's why the Prophet in Hadith Qudsi, Allah said, Ana in the zani abdi. I will go according to how you feel towards me. If you think I can't hear you, khalas, I'll leave you. It's very important to have full confidence. Yeah? The Prophet did mention again, وَدُعُوا اللَّهِ وَأَنْتُمْ مُوقِنُونَ بِإِجَابَةِ وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهِ لَا يَسْتَجِيبُ الدُّعَاءِ مِنْ قَلْبٍ غَافِلْ لَاعِ. In Hadith Tirmizi, call upon Allah with full confidence. That when we are praying, you want Allah to accept your prayer. Give the best. That's why we said, "Wa husni ibadatik." Oh Allah, help me to perform the best prayer. Call to Allah, supplicate to Allah with full confidence and certitude. Be humble, that He will answer your prayer. Beware, Allah will not respond to a call made from an unmindful and inattentive heart. Allah knows whether you are serious and committed or not. Whether you really want something from Him or you just do for the sake of doing. How many people who make dua, they are not committed? Show you one last example. How many of us have been reciting Fatiha, Ihdina siratul mustaqim? Everyone. Are you serious? Are you really want Allah to guide you? Or you just recite for the sake of reciting? You know what Allah said after you asked Him for guidance? He said, وَأَنَّ هَذَا الصِّرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا سُبُلَا فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ أَنْ سَبِيلِهِ. Until the end of it. You asked me to show you the way, the right way. صِرَاطُ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطُ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Allah said, I show you my way now. Look into the Quran. Look in the way I send my messengers to you and how he taught you. Then what did Allah say? I show you my way. Then Allah immediately say, فَتَّبِعُوا follow. Command now, it's not a choice. You ask me, I show you, follow. After you follow, inshallah, you'll be guided. And then Allah warn you immediately after that, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا سُبُلَا. Don't follow other ways. Don't confuse yourself. Don't mess up with your dua. You ask and then you don't follow. What is this? Are you serious with the dua? You're not serious at all. You are playing with Allah. You're not mindful at all. And that's why you see the ummah having problem until today. Ask for guidance. You don't want to follow his guidance. You follow your way. My way. May Allah protect all of us, brother and sister, so that we become a very mindful servant of Allah. Anything you ask, just ask. But even then, the Prophet did forbid us to supplicate anything that is bad. Don't do that. Among Muslims, don't do that. But you can only do one. You don't know who is the munafiqeen, the fasiqeen, the zalimin. You know who is the kafirin. But to identify munafiq, fasiq, zalim is not easy. But you can ask, oh Allah, protect me. I ask this always. Oh Allah, you know who is the munafiq outside. I can't read the heart of the people. I only have good feeling towards them. I hope they also are sincere and have good feeling too. But you know what is in their heart, oh Allah. You protect them from me. That I ask. Because things that we don't know. Allah knows best. The fasiqin, zalimin, they are all among Muslims. Kafirin, they are not Muslim. Khalas, very clear. And sometimes we depend on them. We thought that they are our friend, but they are our enemy, waiting to destroy us, waiting for you to collapse. May Allah protect all of us. One thing that happened, extra thing, alhamdulillah, a reminder for me and my team here. This is the first time that our old Jama'ah, you know, Brother Abdul Aziz was always here. Suddenly, he felt something is not good inside him. Something, he know his body better than all of us. He have to leave. So it happened that because he is always here, he don't have that problem for years already. More than 15 years he have been joining us here. This is the first time he felt that he had to leave. May Allah protect him now. So what happened is what happened, his car is being blocked. So that's why we have to make that announcement. Alhamdulillah, for those who have responded very well. Because something, why people know who don't want to stay on, you go and park. You know? Of course, you can feel bad, you can get upset. But I am a bit sad because two car was blocking him. One came back and one did not come back. Why he did not come back, we don't know. Something may happen because we are not alert. Suddenly I saw the gate is closed. Maybe they went out, then suddenly the gate closed. So being a good brother, have good thoughts, okay lah. I may just perform my prayer as well. Then we know next time I will inform my team, if this thing happen again, one of us must follow all the way, help traffic them out and traffic them in, so that we care. Because they came so early to join us. Lesson learned. When he's not back, I feel very, I was with you. We're delaying, we're holding on because we feel for anybody who is with us. They take the initiative to come early. We should respect them because they are responding to the need of another brother. We feel for one another, brothers and sisters. For him who has not been well, we pray, may Allah ease his situation. May he drive home safely. And we have also Brother Barrett, Dato Barrett, the one who have contributed this new carpet for us to perform prayer. His son just got into a minor accident, still in the hospital, but he is getting better, alhamdulillah. So may Allah protect the children and protect all of us. And from one of our Jama'ah brothers, tomorrow he's going to admit in the hospital for a medical checkout. May Allah make it easy for him too. And may Allah keep all of us healthy, physically, mentally, and spiritually. La darara wa la dirar min husnil Islam al-mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'ni da ma yaribuka ila ma la yaribuk. Remember the A and B and C. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.